more music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. It's time for Second Date Update. I feel like our batting average has sucked the last few weeks. I got to be honest.
I know. Maybe it's the holidays. People aren't dating as much or whatever. Maybe. But we're trying our best. So, of course, if you go on a date and then you don't hear back from whoever you went out with, we will try to call them to figure out what's going on. So,
yeah.
Tim is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Tim?
Thanks for taking this.
Yeah. Let's talk about, is it Julie?
Yeah. So me and Julie, we met, well, we didn't meet. I guess we kind of met. It was Bumble. We connected through Bumble
okay.
a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we were chatting back and forth on the app and you know, had good conversation. And then we decided to actually do a kind of like a Zoom happy hour just to kind of like meet each other over the camera and like hang out for
it's
a while
easy.
And have some drinks and yeah, just like really kind of easy going. And that was awesome because we hopped on and she's so pretty. She's redhead and I love redheads. And, we just got with like the conversation was going really fun. And like, I don't know, it's just been so hard to connect with people like just this whole year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt nice to just like, even over a video conversation, like it was really nice to just connect with someone who I was attracted to and I was interested in and I really liked them.
Well, just to have an effortless conversation with anybody this year. Like,
right?
Yeah. So
and
let alone date.
I got a big dog that's a pit and she absolutely loves pit bulls. So like he came up into the camera and like started like slobbering my face and I was
cute.
And she's like, oh my God, I love pits. And like, that was cool to me. Cause like, I know like a lot of people have kind of a negative consultation towards like a pit bull because they're like, people think that they're aggressive or something, but she was really cool with it. So that was like a good sign to me too. Cause sometimes like a girl can be a little intimidated by like having like a big dog, you know, but yeah, she was like all in.
God, it sounds like you guys really got along great.
It's cute to listen to Tim swoon. I get the feeling we're his only hope.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I mean, I'm calling you guys because then it just kind of like the call, it like something went weird and like she kind of had to cut off abruptly. And I don't know what's up because I tried like texting her just to be like, hey, like I want to whatever. Do you want to hang out again or whatever? And I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of curious.
All right. Well, look, we're going to have you on the line when we call her. You're not going to be on hold or anything. I don't know if you know how this works, but we'll call her up. We'll ask her a few questions. You'll be able to hear from her. We'll see if something went wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right, dude. Hang on. We're going to play a song, and we'll get to it next. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. It's more music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're doing Second Date Update. Tim is on the phone.
So Tim is trying to obviously connect with Julie. They met on Bumble and then you guys ended up doing a Zoom kind of happy hour last week. And
right.
You said it was great and she loves your pit bull and you talked about just about everything. And what I love the most is that you said it just felt easy to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a tough one this year. It's hard to talk to even people you know this year. Like everyone is so uptight with everything.
Yeah, and it was nice just, like, talk to someone that had, like, a real smile on their face.
Sure.
And, like,
yeah.
It was just new. And
yeah.
Who was it? Oh, Robert De Niro, when he talked about his wife, he said, you know, a good relationship is like a good chair. It doesn't take that long to get comfortable.
Right.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
And then she had to leave the call kind of abruptly, so that would throw me off, too. So we're going to call her, and I think you know how this works. Just try to stay quiet and on the other line, and we'll see if she tells us what's going on, okay?
Let's do this.
Okay, you got it.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Julie?
Yeah, this is her.
Julie.
Hi, Julie. This is Marcus and Sandy. We do a radio show on Star 101.3.
What's up, Julie?
Oh, hi. I actually love your show. I just
thank God.
Haven't listened lately. Things have been so crazy.
Oh, you said you haven't listened lately? That's okay. It's, I mean, this whole year, whatever.
It's a pandemic,
yeah,
you know.
It's been...
That's the only good thing about this year is all you have to say is 2020 and everyone
gets
a pass.
You get a pass for everything. It's amazing.
Exactly.
So do you know our segment, Second Date Update?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what time it is, girl.
Well, we're in the middle of it. So I'm not sure if you want to tell us about your dating life or is that too invasive? Or...
We have someone on the phone who would love to take you out again, and he's not sure why your Zoom call went sideways.
Wait,
You said, is Tim on the phone right now?
Tim, yo. You want to say hi?
Tim.
Hey, what's up?
So, Julie, Tim told us, you know, he really liked talking to you and he'd like to continue, but doesn't understand, you know, where you're at. So we're just trying to figure it out as well.
Well, so we actually were having, like, I was having a great time talking to him, and he was really funny, and he asked me, like, a lot of questions about myself and my life, which was refreshing, because a lot of guys just talk about themselves the whole time. And everything was fine until, like, the smoke alarm went off in my kitchen, and I was just, like, mortified. Like, it was so loud.
Were you cooking at the same time?
Yeah, I was baking. I was my first time baking peanut brittle, which I'm never going to do again. It just, like, caught me off guard, and I was so flustered that I just told him, like, I had to go, and I was, like, on the verge of crying when I hung up, and I just felt so awkward and, like, bad and, yeah, really uncomfortable.
Aww. Is that why you haven't called him back, though?
Yeah, because I feel like I just made it so awkward, and, like, I didn't know what to do.
I mean, yeah, hey, no, wait, it was not awkward. It was fine. I didn't even know that you were cooked. That's awesome that you bake. And everybody burns stuff every once in a while. Like, I burn, I've ruined so many pans, and, like, the smoke alarm goes off all the time. Not all the time. I can cook a little bit. I'm not trying to say, like, I'm trying to burn the house down. But, no, that's totally cool. I'm sorry that you burnt your peanut brittle, but
said no one ever.
You know what the worst thing in the world is when you bake something that you're excited about, and then when it doesn't work, just sliding it off the pan into the trash can.
Trash.
It is the most depressing.
It's the cooking walk of shame, the slide of shame.
Yeah.
Especially after the smoke alarm goes off. My apartment, I've done it a million times, and it's so loud. So you probably were just it just threw you off is what it sounds like, and you were flustered.
Exactly.
Aww.
I was.
Yo, let's hit the reset button and do this again, though. Because, I mean, did you like Tim? Like, would you do it again?
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of feel, like, relieved now. I was just, like, so embarrassing. And
well, come on.
Like, our conversation was going so good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so glad. I didn't even hear the smoke alarm. Like, it was just like, okay, I got to go. And I was so nervous. I was like, did I say something? Did I offend you?
Oh, Tim thought it was him.
I'm happy. This is cool.
Okay, you guys. So a second date, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, for me, yeah.
Me too.